The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the crowd, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They were saying, Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered them, Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
You may be seated, and I ask that the children come forward for the children's sermon.
Come on, all you little children. Good for you. You're the first one. Oh, look at there, a whole row full. And more. There come the boys. Good. Boys and girls. Man, y'all make me scared. There are so many of you. But you know, Jesus began to teach in the synagogue, that was their church. And it was in his hometown, like Yorktown is our hometown, isn't it? Well, but the people who heard him were amazed, and they said, where did this man Jesus get all this wisdom? They didn't really believe what he was telling them. They said, we know him. He's been living here a long time. We know his father is Joseph the carpenter, and Mary, that's his mother, and we maybe ate some bread that she baked. So they kind of didn't believe. And they said, and his brothers, or James and Joseph, Judas and Simon, maybe they had played ball or something with them a long time ago when they were kids. And they didn't believe that Jesus, what Jesus said. They didn't believe that Jesus was God's son, even after they saw the miracles that Jesus did. It didn't convince them. They were too proud to believe. They thought they knew better. And they said, how can this be? How can he be come down from heaven? This Jesus went around teaching from town to town. Then he called the 12 disciples to him and said, I want you to go out two by two. Go to towns around here and preach to tell the people that God is my heavenly Father and has sent me into the world. And like if we would go to towns around here, we'd maybe go to Westhoff or Quero or Nordheim or Wiesach, all those towns. You've heard of those, haven't you? Well, there were towns like that around where the disciples went. And God is our Heavenly Father and has sent me into the world. That's what Jesus said. Now, don't take a lot of stuff along when you go. You don't need a suitcase. You don't need a lot of clothes. This is what they were to take. A staff that was kind of a walking stick like some of us have here at church. Because there weren't any highways, and so the road was rough. And so that was kind of helping so they wouldn't fall. You don't need a bag full of money. Just wear sandals. Don't take any extra clothes along, not even another jacket. And then stay at the same place that you stay in until you leave town. Don't go to this house and that house and that house, but stay where you are welcome. And if somebody doesn't welcome you, you know what you should do? Shake the dust off of your shoes and leave. Go somewhere else. And so the disciples preached that the people should be sorry for the bad things they did and ask God to forgive them, and that Jesus was really God's son. This is a message for us to know too. God provides what we need, and to help us care for others, he wants us to help one another, not just ourselves. And he wants us to tell about Jesus. God is our provider for everything we need, and we can count on him to supply our needs. Our strength comes from God, and he meets many of our needs through teamwork with others. He doesn't want just pastor to take care of all these people and tell everybody about Jesus. He wants all of us to do that. He wants us all to help one another. And our strength comes from God, and he will help us. That means we all tell about what Jesus has done for us. Not just Pastor Tim, but all of us can tell somebody else. Okay? Will you pray with me? Dear Jesus, thank you. Thank you for letting these kids come up and help us to tell others about your love. Amen. Okay, now you can go back. Thank you for coming up.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We are in the midst of a series right now of readings from John chapter 6, and they all deal with Jesus saying, "I am the bread of life." If you remember, 2 weeks ago, the scripture reading was about Jesus feeding the 5,000 people in the wilderness. They ate from just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and everyone was filled. Last week, we looked at the day after that feeding, where the people caught up with Jesus in Capernaum, and he said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever follows me will never be thirsty." And today, we hear something very similar again. Jesus says to the crowds, "I am the bread of life who has come down from heaven." And then next week and the following week, the story continues on, and Jesus continues discussion with the crowd, but then he also has private discussion with his disciples. Today, Jesus says, "I am the bread of life who has come down from heaven." I have once read that in every culture in the history of the world, they have had some sort of bread. Some was made out of wheat, some is made out of corn, some is made out of rye or barley or some other kind of grain, or grass seeds or even beans. I think some, even the native Texans here, used to make some sort of bread or paste and bake it or make it hard out of mesquite beans. And so just about every culture has had some sort of bread. It's been very important to people throughout the history of the world as a source of nutrients, a source of energy, a source of sustenance for daily living in their lives. Jesus says, "I am the bread of life who has come down from heaven." There's a lot packed into that, to that word bread. And even for us in modern society, we don't see, when we say bread, we just don't necessarily always think of just the loaf of bread, because it has had other connotations. If you remember back in the 60s and 70s, bread was even a slang word for money. "Hey man, can I borrow some bread?" Or maybe you've heard even a saying, I think probably even older than that, that she knows what side of the bread is buttered on. Or that's his bread and butter. We have different connotations for bread. We use it in different ways, even in the Lord's Prayer when we pray the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. Martin Luther, in his explanation in the small catechism of that petition, said that daily bread is everything that we need for daily life, such as food and clothing, home and property, good government, orderly community, family, favorable weather, health, peace, true friends, and neighbors. All those things are included in daily bread. The things that we need in this life, the things that keep us healthy and strong so that we can continue on in life. That's daily bread. But Jesus says, I am the bread of life who has come down from heaven. For his audience in that day and time, that word bread was also loaded. Or what he says right here in that whole sentence triggered something within the people. When Jesus told that to those people, what did they do? They complained. I think people just enjoy complaining sometimes. I think if you could get paid for complaining, we would have professional complainers. I think some people, if they haven't had their daily dose of complaints or giving complaints, I don't think they have fulfilled their day. We like to complain, and it was no different with the people in biblical times. Here in John chapter 6, I think complaints are mentioned at least three different times. And this story kind of ties in then to when the Israelites were wandering through the wilderness. And I think within that story, there are at least 10 different times that the people complain. We like to complain. And so here the people that Jesus is talking to complain because he said, I am the bread of life, which has come down from heaven. They complain for a couple of reasons. One is because he said he came down from heaven. This is in Capernaum. It's very, very close to Nazareth. Jesus probably had business there as a carpenter. Joseph had business there as a carpenter. They probably had relatives there as well, too. Interconnections. And they knew who Jesus was. They saw him grow up. They knew his family. And so they say, isn't this Jesus? Didn't we see him grow up? Don't we know his mom and his dad? How can he now say that he has come down from heaven? And they were complaining about that. Complaining about Jesus' words, but also that phrase, I am the bread of life. That was packed with a lot of meaning as well then too. Like I said, it goes back to that story of the people traveling in the wilderness. Last week in our gospel lesson, the people, this crowd, this very crowd, had brought that up to Jesus. Show us a sign. Show us a sign. Moses gave food to the people in the wilderness. Give us a sign. And here again, Jesus mentions that same story in the gospel lesson today. And as you remember that story, the people were complaining because they were in slavery. And God heard their cries and their pleas. And so he sends Moses, and Moses leads them out of slavery. And they come to the Red Sea. And they start to complain again. They're worried because Pharaoh's army is coming up on them, and they feel that they're trapped against the sea. God once again hears their complaints, and he opens the waters and they cross on dry land. And then it doesn't take them too long again before they start complaining. And this time the grumbles and the complaints are even worse. We're hungry. We're hungry. I wish we never left Egypt. They would rather be in slavery than to be in freedom going to the promised land. They were complaining. You know, when we complain, I think one of the main things that we always complain about or that is complained about most often, I think is food. You've probably complained about food at one point or another. I know I have complained about food from one point or another. I got to admit it. School children complain about the school cafeteria, even though the food may be healthy and delicious and nutritious, they're still going to complain. Or any other kind of institutional food, whether it's hospital or nursing home or prison food or whatever kind of food, you're going to complain about the food. Well, here the people are complaining again. We need food. We want food. And so God once again hears their complaints. And so what's he do? He sends manna from heaven. He sends bread from heaven. And it falls to the earth in that first morning that the people come out to see this. They're already complaining. They're saying, what is it? What is this stuff? And that's actually the word for manna. That's what the Hebrew word manna means. What is it? So even the name is a complaint to a certain extent. And they say, what is it? It's bread from heaven. You collect it up and you make bread out of it. And for 40 years, the Hebrew people ate this bread in the wilderness. And they could only collect enough for that one day. If they tried to hoard it up, if they tried to save it, it did not work because it would always spoil. The only exception was the day before the Sabbath, they could collect 2 days worth so they would not have to labor in collecting the food on the Sabbath. But if they tried to save it, it would spoil. What they learned from receiving manna in the wilderness was they had to learn to depend upon God. They couldn't save it for themselves. They couldn't hoard it up thinking for a rainy day. They had to depend upon God and rely upon God that the next day God would send the manna as well then too. It taught them dependence upon God. And as they moved through the wilderness, they learned that. And they were ready then, after 40 years, finally, to enter the promised land. And that story was passed on from generations to generations. And so when people heard the phrase, the bread from heaven, that's the story that they thought about, was that bread from heaven. And so here Jesus stands up and says, I am the bread of life who has come down from heaven. For some people, they were very upset. What? Jesus is now manna? How can Jesus say? It was almost heresy for many of the people to hear that, for him to say, I am the bread of life. But he explains to them, the people of in the wilderness ate the bread, and eventually they died. It was just bread for the body. But Jesus says, I am the living bread. That there is something greater to Jesus than just living, than just sustaining life here on this earth. There is something more about Jesus. The very issue of life itself comes from Jesus being the bread of life. And he gives himself to us. He says, the last line here, and I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Jesus gave of his own body. He died upon the cross and he rose from the dead to bring us life, life which lasts forever. Christ is the living bread that has come down from heaven. All those who come to him will never be hungry. All those who believe in him will never be thirsty. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.